Welcome back to 1330 WRAM, and joining me in the studio, Monmouth College head football coach, Mr. Chad Braun. Coach, how you doing this morning?
Doing real good. Got the kids off to school and off to a good day, and you know, couldn't be a better day. Jake Arrieta threw a no-hitter last night if you're a Cubs fan, so it's a good day.
I'm a Pirate fan, so I've been a Pirate fan since I was a little kid, so it was fun to watch, though.
Absolutely. Fun to watch. Yeah, I had a chance to watch Jake pitch earlier this summer. We got to see him actually beat the Cardinals, which was I know I'm making some fans and I'm making some haters out there, but
it's Cub Cardinal. It doesn't matter.
For sure.
It's a love hate thing anyway.
Yeah.
Too bad we couldn't have Dan in here and talk about it.
Yeah, absolutely.
How's things going, Coach?
Things going really well. You know, it's been a good camp so far. Really enjoyed working with the guys, you know, tremendous leadership out of our upperclassmen, doing a great job leading, you know, our guys, and then, you know, outstanding job by our coaching staff so far, in camp. They did a great job coaching our guys up, and couldn't be happier with our staff right now.
First year with the program as a head football coach, but you've been 15 years with the program itself, so pretty much status quo so far.
It's pretty much.
You got your own stuff you want to implement, sure.
Yeah, for sure. It's a different position for me, you know, being having the final say on everything. So that's new. And just some things, you know, being in charge of the practice plans and all that type of stuff. That's a different animal all in itself. But familiarity with what we do and how we do it and the way we want to go about business, you know, I think definitely helps. So.
8-2 last season, second place in the South, winning the third place game, I guess, if you will, for championship week. High expectations coming in, predicted to win the South Division by the coaches' poll, at the preseason coaches' poll. A little pressure, but, that's the way you want your program, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'd rather have it that way, talking about us that way, than talking about us to finish last, you know? So, definitely, you know, we embrace the pressure, we really don't focus on how we're voted, things like that. We just focus on trying to get better every day, you know, and we feel like if we can get better every day, then, you know, the results are going to take care of themselves, you know. So we're just focusing on the process and what it takes to be successful, and, you know, not worrying about the results. Results will take care of themselves. So.
A lot of the excitement coming in is 8 returning starters on offense, 7 on defense. We'll start with the offense first, and of course that starts with Mr. Trent Raines.
Sure, yeah. Trent's a very special player, and very fortunate to have him, and he's still early in his career, you know. So he's been a little bit banged up in camp and just starting to get healthy right now. So. We've seen glimpses of, you know, what he can do and what he's done in the past. And obviously, we're going to, you know, he's going to be featured in our offense and have a great year for us. So.
But certainly not one of the only backs you got back there.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we got a staple of guys back there. We got Tanner Schaefer, who's a senior, who's played significant minutes for us and has had a great camp, really had a great offseason. Is kind of more of a downhill runner. He's a change of pace guy from Trent. You know, Trent's more of a, you know, elusive, shifty type guy, and Tanner just he'll try and run you over and run through you. So, you know, he's a great change of pace guy for us. And then we got a couple young guys we're excited about. This kid DeAndre Wright. You know, he's a transfer. He's from Moments High School, and we think he's going to be really special too. So, we got a couple other kids that we're excited about too.
Competition within the program it only makes you better. And one of the better competitions has been the quarterback spot, Alec Dutko and Tanner Matlick, plus others. There's a couple other really good young kids in the program as well. But what a great competition that's been, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, when we were interviewing that position, for the quarterback position, as far as our coaching staff, you know, one of the questions I asked in the interview is how you're going to handle a quarterback controversy, because we're going to have one.
Sure.
You know, and I wanted to see how they answered that question, and I think our quarterback receiver coach Nate Peterson's done a great job coaching those guys up, and those guys have had great springs and falls, and we're excited what they're going to bring to the table for us this year.
Whoever gets to throw the football, they're going to have a nice core of receivers to throw to.
Yeah, we got a great group of returning receivers and a great crop of young guys that came in this year. So it's been fun to see that competition kind of play out, and guys are doing some good things there. So we're excited about that group too.
You're a gritty football guy. It all starts up front. What a lineman, one of the, including a local boy, Knoxville's Matt Geithner, got some hogs up front.
Yeah, we do. We, you know, I think that's, you know, really the strength of our team right now is, you know, our offensive line. Very physical group of guys, you know, very experienced group of guys. And when you put that combination together, you got a chance to be very good, you know. So we're going to go only as far as those guys will carry us, you know. That's where you win football games. You win them up front on both sides of the ball. So they're a big key to our success this year.
Defensively, we'll switch sides of the ball here, bringing back seven starters, graduated four DBs. You can plug those holes in, and what a great set of DBs you had last year. So got some holes to fill back there.
Yeah, we graduated two out of the four, so mm-hmm. we do got two back. But we graduated two great players, and Michael Lafferty and Jacob Wilson, you know, the career leader in interceptions. So, you know, we got two big shoes to fill. At the corner spot, McCame Smith, Michael Smith's brother, who plays for us, and Anawan, young man, and he's had a tremendous camp. And Anthony Pajoli is another guy that's a senior that's kind of waited in the wings for a couple years. So those guys, I feel very comfortable with us at corner. We're pretty deep and talented there, and we got a couple young kids we really like too. The safety spot, we got Wes Carlock, who's from Beardstown. He's a senior kid. And kind of the same thing. He started a couple games early in his career, and then because we had a couple guys injured, and now he's back having his opportunity to start, and we're looking forward to what he can do for us in that area. So
what's the front seven look like?
A lot of returners on the front seven. We have Ben Ketchum from Springfield Sacred Heart Griffin, Tyler Parksey from Pekin, Dylan Miller from Stark County. Those guys have all played defensive tackle for us. And then we got a young guy, Zach Hoekstra, that we're really high on from Lincoln Way. And then at defensive end, we returned Brian Johnson from Geneseo, who's played significant minutes for us. And we got a transfer kid in from Missouri Valley, Thomas Lesniewski, who we're really excited about. He's a super talent and, going to be a great player for us. So, and then at linebacker, we returned a ton. You know, we returned A.J. Messick, who tore his ACL. His first senior year. Now he's back for kind of a super senior year. Redshirt, came back to play for us. And then Matt Barnes, who was a second-team all-conference player. And then we got, you know, a lot of guys that played when A.J. was out. So we got a lot of depth there. And Michael Smith, Logan Giggle play kind of a stand-up outside linebacker for us and have really productive seasons for us a year ago. And then Carson Pereiro is kind of our – he's our special guy, when we see teams that go spread and things like that, he's kind of got a niche and he's really good at it. So we're excited about that group, that front seven. So
that's something the college has always had, is good special teams. Excited about them as well?
Yeah, very much so. And we're going at it from a little different approach. You know, Dave Ragone always has done a great job kind of spearheading our special teams. And obviously we lost him with the coaching transition. So what we did, we assigned each coach a specific special team and kind of put them in charge of that. And the coaches have done a great job owning those and are taking great leadership and great pride in coaching their individual special team. So
that's usually the difference in a lot of college football games, is special teams.
Oh, very much, especially early in the year. You know, you talk about early in the year. We talked, as a team yesterday, early in the year, usually you don't go out and win a football game. You go out and lose one, and you lose it by turning the football over, making mistakes, penalties, and then, get giving up big plays on special teams. So,
Hope, Michigan. They say good long road trips can draw a team closer together. You're going to get a good one right out of the gate. 6 hours to Hope, Michigan.
Yeah, it's going to be a long trip for sure. We're going to break it up. We're going to drive about 3 hours and then practice at Lincoln Way West High School. Ted Robbins is a Monmouth College graduate.
Okay.
He's athletic director up there, so yeah, we're going to stop, and he's been kind enough to allow us to practice there, so we're in practice on the way up there, and then get out, stretch your legs a little bit, and then get back in and finish that trip and go eat some dinner and hopefully get up and get ready to get after it the next day.
Sounds good. What do you know about Hope, Michigan so far? I know it's first game out of the season. Beat them 30-20 last year, finished 6-4. good program.
Yeah, you know, they're a very good football team, very well coached. You know, and from two local guys around here, you know, that are doing a nice job coaching that group of guys, and yeah, very talented football team. We're going to have our hands full. You know, they're going to be, you know, obviously very pumped up. We got them at home here last year, so they're going to be looking to get us back up there for sure this year. So
I went to high school with Mike Ricketts. He graduated a year ahead of me.
Okay.
At Yorkwood.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I watched Mike Ricketts play a lot of football.
Heck of a football player for sure.
Yes, so. He was. Well, it'd be a great test right out of the gate, and something you look forward to. More tests. The more tests, the better.
Yeah, you know, I think both teams probably are at the point where, you know, for 3.5 weeks, you've been beating on each other. You're ready to beat on somebody else. So, yeah.
I wish I had a nickel for every time I heard a football coach say that. We're tired of pounding on one another. We want to take on somebody else. All right, Coach, good luck. I look forward to speaking to you every Monday morning here on 1330 WRAM, and it'll be a lot more fun after a bunch of W's.
I'm hoping so. I appreciate it, Sean. Thanks.
You bet. Chad Braun, head football coach at Monmouth College. They'll Fighting Scots head to Hope, Michigan for Saturday. It's a 12:30 kickoff our time, 1:30 in Hope, Michigan. 12:30 our time, and you can hear it right here on 1330 WRAM with the pregame show starting at noon.